Welcome back inside the Huskers Radio Network podcast. I'm Jessica Coody, and we continue our newcomer series. And the first of the new Huskers added to the Nebraska men's basketball team is in the hot seat today. Raleigh Wooster, welcome in. How's Lincoln treating you?
Oh, it's great. First of all, thanks for having me on, but it's been wonderful. I love it here, and just, you know, getting acquainted with everything and meeting my team has been awesome.
You got here pretty early, right after you graduated. So how was that process, moving and settling in and then figuring out Lincoln?
Yeah, it was good. It was pretty easy. I think everyone here made it really easy just to help me out, get me situated, help me move in. My dad helped me as well. And then I think just, you know, making it simple, getting in the gym, working out. Obviously had to get all my transcripts and all that over. But once I got through, it was pretty easy and it's been super fun.
So the veteran point guard for the Huskers and coming from Utah, when you enter the transfer portal, take me through that decision process and why Nebraska was the right fit for you to play your final college season.
Yeah, I think for me, I just needed something new, something different for my fifth year. You know, I love my time at Utah and with all those guys I played with and the staff, but I just wanted something different, a new experience, and kind of be able to branch outside of my role and what I've done in the past. And I think I have an opportunity to do that. Improve a little more out of myself. And I just think for me, needing that, and then Nebraska, it's actually funny, my family's diehard Nebraska fans, and actually from Lincoln and other areas of Nebraska. So growing up being a Nebraska fan, didn't have something to do with it until I knew I was coming here because I wanted to make the best choice for me, but definitely enhanced everything a little bit, but just the fit and talking with Coach Hoiberg and some of the guys on my visit and just really feeling at home right away, like I'd have an opportunity here that would see eye to eye with myself and the coaches.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I read you grew up a Husker football fan, right? So what's it like walking around the stadium now and wearing that Husker gear?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I think nobody loves it more than my grandpa, but it's been fun. It's kind of a surreal moment. Just growing up watching the games. I came to a couple games on Thanksgiving when I was little. And just knowing the diehard community and fan base here has been fun.
So what was that conversation like when you called your grandpa then and told him you were going to be a Husker?
Oh, it was great. Right after my visit, he was like, I know what I would do, kind of joking around. But it was an awesome moment. And I think just for myself and whole family to just be able to have an opportunity like this, we're super thankful.
We talked to Coach Hoiberg a couple weeks ago, and he said that already you've been in the gym, you've made improvements to your shot, found a couple things to tweak. What was that process like working with him and figuring out some of the things that you could do to improve that shot?
Yeah, it was great. I think for me it's little things. You know, there's nothing majorly wrong, nothing like that. I think it was just tweak little things, and then coming from a guy who has experience as himself and everyone else on the coaching staff, made it really easy, and just getting in, watching film, really breaking it down has helped me just build my confidence up more as well.
So have you already found that there's been a big difference made just in the past month or so?
Yeah, I think I feel a lot better. I mean, I've always been able to shoot. I know the percentages might not show that necessarily, but I think it's one of those things that takes more confidence and opportunities and building that trust with yourself and your coaches and the rest of the team to just go out and, you know, pull it or whatever, just be confident in yourself.
Coach Hoiberg also said, you know, one of the things about you is you're an all-around player, that you contribute in every way possible. What went into that for you? How important was that emphasis to be someone that can do a little bit of everything on the court?
Yeah, I think it's really important, especially in my position, whether it's get others involved, make the hustle play, rebound. I think it's big to rebound as a guard as well, so I think I bring some of those things to the table, and I've always prided myself on playing the game the right way. So I think that's something that I think this team, everyone brings, but I think I can bring even more of that as well.
You know, I know teammates in the past have said too just how unselfish you are and you like to distribute the basketball. Take me through that process of becoming that true point guard that wants to distribute and get guys in the right place and make sure that they're in the best positions to succeed.
Yeah, I think it's just, again, making the right play and then being able to have court vision. I think playing multiple sports growing up has helped me with that. And then I grew up in a sports family, so we usually pride ourselves on having an IQ as well on the floor or field, whatever it is. So I think being able to use that not only to find shots for myself but find others has been key to my game and winning.
So if there's a parent or a young player that listens in and how do you become that all-around player where you're rebounding, you're distributing the basketball, you're making good passes, you're scoring, all the all-around player? What goes into that in, over the course of really a lifetime of getting in the gym?
Yeah, I think one thing is, like you said, getting in the gym. I think working on all facets of your game, whether you're 6'5 as an eighth grader or the small guy, you know, I think working on everything, because you never know, you know, how much you grow or what position you'll be in. And basketball in this day and age is positionless on a lot of teams. So I think just working on everything. And then I just say really just getting in every day. I think that's super important. I know my experience since I've been here is everyone works out every day as much as they can without being detrimental to their body. So I think just that hard work and making sure you work on all aspects of the game.
You mentioned you played multiple sports. You were a heck of a football player, quarterback, defensive back, All-State. Why did you end up on basketball and not football?
Yeah, I think I like basketball more at the end of the day. Being from Montana, it's a lot easier to play basketball year-round because it's indoors. Football is kind of hard. It's not as great. And then I don't think I got to focus on it as much from a position aspect growing up. So I think I fell in love with basketball a little bit more. It's a lot easier on your body sometimes as well. So that's probably the reason.
I don't think I've ever talked to anybody that was a point guard and a quarterback. Did you find that those positions translate well and maybe correlate a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. I think the games correlate, just, you know, learn how to be physical and kind of dominant in that aspect. But I think just point guard to quarterback, I think it helps just being able to see the floor, the field, read defenses, all that comes together quite well.
So what's your excitement level now being the growing up a Husker football fan and the family ties and, you know, now coming here and being a Husker? What's your excitement level now to take in football games here this fall?
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, it's going to be great. I know they get packed as well as basketball and every other sport here. So just that community feel and the diehard fan base, I can't wait to see it, whether I'm playing or on the sidelines for a good football game.
Another thing that Coach Hoiberg had said about you, and it wasn't just Coach Hoiberg, that I think a lot of people have said about you along the way, is that you're a flat-out winner, and you make winning plays, and you do whatever it takes to win. Where did that come from for you? Where did that start to develop that, hey, I'm going to win and do whatever I can to help my team win?
Yeah, I think it started when I was young with my dad and my sisters, and then as we grew up, just being competitive, playing little games in the living room when we're kids or running on the track, stuff like that. I think I took it really hard when I was younger and always get mad because they'd beat me all the time. So I think that helps me get competitive. And then my dad just kind of instilling that in me. You know, you always want to win at everything you do and compete and try your best and leave it all out there. And I think just with my trainers as well growing up, Steve Pitts, my trainer back home, is great. I think everything I did was competitive. So I think it really helped me.
Are you one of those that hate losing more than you love winning?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's most people at this level, but I definitely feel that.
Are you competitive in everything that you do, like even board games, card games, whatever it might be?
Yeah, I always want to win. I'll talk a little trash more in those games because it's more fun. But I definitely had to learn how to turn it off outside the court or the field when I was younger. But once you get older, it's kind of fun to be competitive with those things with your friends because most people are good at that type of stuff. So
when you're on the court and you're realizing, hey, I've got to do something here to help this team win, how does that mindset turn on for you? Like, okay, I got to do something here to give my team a spark.
Yeah, I think it depends on each game and kind of the flow. Like sometimes the team might be dragging a little bit with energy on defense and you just make a big hustle play or you get a quick steal, you know, kind of pick the team up. I think things like that I kind of can bring to the table and look for. I think just with the years of experience, especially in college, I kind of know when the team's dragging, when we need a little pickup or when we need to get on each other or pick each other up. I think that's noticeable, and definitely with the 4 years experience comes into play.
You know, and the leadership part of it too, coming into a new team, new program, how do you approach that? And, you know, because they've said already that your leadership has really stood out. So how did you go about that and establishing yourself as a leader really from the start?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit harder when you're trying to learn everything, but I just try and be vocal more than anything and help some of the younger guys out. Again, I've been in this for a while now, more than most people. We kind of have an older team, so we got a lot of guys who will pick each other up. I mean, I've had people tell me what to do. I need to do this already, which has been great. But I think just being vocal and not being timid in anything I do, even if it's wrong, you can always correct, but just being all out.
This time of year is so important to building that chemistry and establishing things for a basketball team to be successful throughout an entire season. How does a team go about that? And especially when you've got so many new faces, so many newcomers, to establish that chemistry and really get to know each other kind of in a hurry, I guess, being that you guys are all coming in from different places and different times.
Yeah, I think it's different now with all the transferring and all that, and I'm a transfer myself. So I think it's a lot harder probably now, or more difficult in a quick amount of time, because you have a whole new, or half a team is new every year. But I think for us, probably on the floor, I think our coaches have been great with everything we're doing, has been everything I was told and expect. But I think more off the floor, we've been doing a lot of stuff, like going and doing team activities, or whether it's charity stuff or whatever. And I think it's great to have those connections off the floor, because that's how you build trust, and then it happens on the floor as well.
Absolutely. For you, knowing this is your final season, is there anything that switches for you with how you approach this year going into this year?
I think just be more aggressive. I think in the past I've passed up on some opportunities and been a little timid sometimes with certain aspects of my game. I think just keep working hard, go all out, and just see what happens.
Love that. Well, what else do Husker fans need to know about you?
I'll leave it all out on the floor. It's probably about it. I love it here. It's been great. I love Lincoln. I love Nebraska, and I'm super excited for this season.
Have you seen it all, just what the atmosphere was like throughout last season, a couple court storms, and how rockin' PBA was?
Yeah, oh yeah. That's definitely a recruiting appeal, too, when you go in, you see on the film all the stuff, and it's real. I know from being a fan growing up and seeing all the history, because my grandfather at his house has a bunch of the historical stuff and flags and everything. So I've seen it with my own eyes. I've been to games when I was younger, and now to experience it myself, I can't wait.
Oh, great stuff. Raleigh Wooster, welcome again to Lincoln. Thanks for spending some time with us, and we'll look forward to seeing you out on the court in a Husker uniform.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This has been a Cornhusker Conversation presented by Woodhouse and a part of our newcomer series. Thanks for listening and watching. And as always, make sure you subscribe and like wherever you listen to never miss an episode right here on the Huskers Radio Network podcast.